marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage.
I'm up.
I'm up.
Kelly, I am so glad you're home. I'm entering this new contest, and I need you to think of something clever.
Ahem.
Bud, is something wrong?
Yeah. Yeah. You just asked someone with the IQ of mustard to think of something clever.
I will have you know, a winged monkey man, that I am just as smart as anybody else in this room. So you don't need to spell out ICWI around me. Yeah!
But I'm so glad you're home. You see, this feminine hygiene company is looking for a sidekick for their new mascot, Tubi the Tampon. You got any ideas?
Mom, in Bud's defense, you're talking about an area he knows nothing about. Now, if it had been for hand wigs or, say, finger lingerie...
I think that's quite enough, Kelly. I'd ban you from entering all these magazine contests.
I don't enter that many contests. I don't even get that many magazines.
Mail call! Well, let's see what came today. Doll Maker. Lizard Quarterly. Oh, look here, Ebony. Esther Roll move, Peg.
Where?
Closer to the fridge. Oh, now, what have we here? Amish Weekly. Ooh. New spring color. Black.
Mom, are you sure anybody ever wins these contests?
Would Ed McMahon lie?
Gee, I don't know. Would he drink? Would he laugh at something that's not funny? Would he tout the taste of dog food if he thought he could make a stinking buck? Peg, I'm telling you that nobody ever, ever wins these contests.
Hi, I'm your fan. Your mind out.
Anybody here join a record club? I'm talking about 30 years ago.
No, I'm here to lay something good on you. You guys have just won our $1 million grand prize. Oh!
Peg, if you weren't my wife, I'd kiss you.
Congratulations, Mrs. O'Sullivan.
Well, my name isn't O'Sullivan.
Mine is top of the morning to you, Wolf Mamula.
Listen, LoJack.
That's Wolfman, Jack.
Yeah, much cooler. Listen, our name is Bundy.
Yeah, B-U-N-D and sometimes Y.
Oh, listen, Mrs. Bundy, you have just won first-class accommodations on our luxury cruise to the Caribbean.
How come only she won?
Because she wrote the most inspiring essay for New Widows magazine.
New Widows, Peg. So you do share my dream.
Go on a cruise by myself. Hey, Mr. Wolfman, don't you think you could just bend the rules a little bit so that Al can come?
No!
Please!
Man is unimpeachable. His character beyond reproach. He combines the best qualities of both wolf and man.
It's $50 Mark's in it for you.
Sold. I tell you what, I'll take this first class ticket, and I'll change it in for two economies.
But, Peg, I don't want to go on a cruise. All that rocking up and down, side to side, I'll be throwing up all night. And then there's the motion of the boat.
Wow, a Caribbean cruise. Sounds romantic.
Oh, it is.
Al must hate it.
He does.
Oh, it sounds like such fun. I wish Jefferson and I could do something like that.
Maybe I could trade these two tickets for four less expensive ones.
Do you think they do that?
Well, let's find out. Mr. Man.
Yo.
Do you think that you could trade these two really good tickets for four just okay ones?
Hey, anything's possible. You got 50 bucks?
Marcy?
Oh, why not? You know, if I don't spend it, Jefferson will.
Here you go.
Sub economy class. I wonder what that is.
Well, the love barge. Thanks for bringing me, Peg.
Oh, it's not so bad.
No, it's like 20,000 leagues under the sea. Except I'm married to the giant squid.
Why must you always be so negative?
Why did you cross the road?
All right, so the room's a little cramped. Most of the time, we're going to be up on deck, eating, dancing, living the good life. So, who's the entertainment?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Besides, who cares about the room? This is a singles cruise. That means wall-to-wall women who will be sunning themselves with their tops unfastened.
Laughing at?
Nothing. We're just happy to be here with the women we love.
And you guys.
Well, I'm just glad you're looking on the bright side of things.
Me too, Peg. In fact, I can't remember when I've been so happy.
Hi, and welcome to Cruise Light, the high fun, low fat vacation for women who want to watch the whales instead of being mistaken for them.
Oh, wait a second. And you're telling me that every passenger on this ship is, how can I put this, an island unto herself?
Well, maybe now. But by the time we're done with our deprivation diet and nonstop exercise program, we'll look as beautiful as those two.
What to?
She means us, poop deck.
Oh, my God, she does mean the wives. Jefferson, we're on the voyage of the damned. Why didn't you tell me this was a cruise for fat women?
You didn't ask me. Well, I gotta go. I'm getting my hair done for free by Mr. Maurice. You know who that is?
Man with a lot of cats.
No, he is the stylist to the stars.
Who do you think does Sandra Bernhardt's hair?
Ray Charles.
Yeah. Let's go, Peggy.
We should have left them at home.
Should have left us at the altar.
Hey, Al, you know what I'm thinking?
How long did it take us to swim home from here?
Yoo-hoo!
Don't answer that. That's a trap.
What kind of trap?
You know, they say yoo-hoo, you open the door, they slap two pieces of bread around you, and you're never heard from again.
Hello, is there
I don't know. She sounds thin. I'm gonna open it.
Hi, my name's Gretchen.
Hi, my name's... Wait a second, I can't remember my name. Quick, Al, what's my name?
Captain Nonads.
You two are very funny. Are either of you Gilbert Gottfried?
No, he is.
Well, I wanted to find out if either of you will be taking aerobics classes.
Are you taking them?
I'm teaching them.
We're taking them.
Excuse me, Gretchen, but I thought that all the passengers were Jurassic. I mean, jolly.
May I share something with you?
Sure, Jefferson, would you step outside?
What I meant was, since you're not part of the diet group, you can participate in our after-hours activities.
What kind of after-hour activities?
Well, after our 6:30 roundup and lockdown for our larger passengers, we put away the celery and those disgusting chalky shakes and bring out the real food. Tonight is... Carnival, couscous, and clothing optional lumbata.
Jefferson, I'm dreaming. Pinch me. I said, pinch me! Now, let me get this straight. At 6:30, you herd all the buffaloes back to their cells. You lock them up. And then a wild orgy of scantily clad crew and us take over the ship.
Right. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Great. I'll see you guys there.
You know the trouble with rock and roll today?
Took out the bubble machine.
Mr. Jackman? It's not that we haven't enjoyed your cute little stories about things that happened even before Dick Clark was born, but... You've been here for a week. I mean... Shouldn't you be out cruising with the hoe dads or the hoe moms or whatever hoes you guys run around with?
You know, there's a lot more to Wolfman Jack than just, hi, here's your prize. You ever listen to Wolfman Jack on the radio live from Planet Hollywood?
Yeah! Yeah! Whatever he says, just say yes.
Yes.
I also wrote a book, my autobiography. Would you like me to read you a little bit of it?
Yes. Since I had a drink.
What do you want?
Oh, Al, it is amazing out there. The women may be huge, but the male crew can swab my deck anytime.
Well, that shouldn't take long. Where's Peg?
Well, she's still getting her hair done. I don't know why. Because it always looks really silly. Don't tell Al. Anyway, Al,
At 6:30, I am going back upstairs for aqua aerobics. The male crew members are going to pretend to be dolphins, and I get to pet their dorsal fins. And vice versa. Don't tell Jefferson.
Marcy, did you happen to notice if any of the female crew members are going to pretend to be dolphins?
No. I think they're going to be mermaids or whatever it is you call it when you swim around topless. Oh! I better go see what's keeping Peggy.
You ready to roll, buddy?
10 seconds to lockdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's samba time!
Well, what do you think?
Oh, about what, Peg?
If you're loyal, love it.
Shut up! No, he said that I'll love it. You ready to go, Peg?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, it's kind of cool up there. You better wear a bag.
I meant a hat. I can't go out in public like this.
Oh, I know you can't, sweetheart. I know you can't. Come on, Jefferson, let's go.
You can't go either.
Why? My hair don't look like crap.
Why don't I just go check things out? You just call me if you need me.
I need you.
Oh, man.
I
want
to go to the party.
Staying in with me, do you, Al?
Nah. I'd much rather be in here than up there in a Russ Meyer movie.
Good. Because I am never leaving this room. Al.
What?
Make love to me.
Why? I didn't screw up your hair.
It's just that I feel so unattractive, especially with those aerobics girls bouncing around up there. You know, I know you'd rather be on deck rather than staying in here with me, and I really do appreciate it. You know, Al, I know that I don't say it very much, but you are a great guy. Al?
Oh, I smell that salt hallway air.
Fine. If you'd rather be up there partying while your wife is here who needs you, just go right ahead.
Thanks. Bye.
We're going down.
What? You mean the party's moved?
No! The ship is sinking!
One of the fat women smelled the jerk chicken and tried to cut through the floor with a blowtorch!
Oh, my God! We're really sinking?
Oh, come on! If we were really sinking, you'd think I could look in this porthole and see... Fish!
Oh, my God! We're going to die!
Thank you, Perry!